Module 5. In this course, we're going to learn how to prep our food effectively. Now, this is just a brief module, but I have an actual course that I provide for those who are interested in food prepping effectively. And we really go through, you know, what things you may need, what supplies you may need, and how much time it usually takes, and all of that good stuff. But today we're just going to talk about the few steps to prep your food effectively and how you can incorporate it as a family activity. Yes, you can. And for me, I remember when I began to start cooking for the very first time, you know, when my husband and I got married, I really didn't know how to cook, you know, because growing up, I didn't have any desire to help in the kitchen. That wasn't my thing. It really wasn't my thing. So when I got married, luckily my husband knew how to cook a little bit and, you know, we were able to survive. So when his job changed and his schedule changed at work, well, I kind of was forced to learn how to cook and fend for myself in the kitchen. And then when we got kids and they were eating table food, I really was forced to learn. So now, you know, the family depends on me to provide, you know, the meals and to plan. They depend on me. And so I don't have a problem with that because now I actually enjoy cooking and preparing our dinners and our meals for the week. But it wasn't easy, and I had to develop a strategy, a plan. And the first thing you have to learn how to do in order to, you know, simplify your life in the kitchen is first shop smart. You know, you got to sort your groceries out before you get home. At the grocery store, ask the bagger to put all the perishable foods in one bag, and then put your snacks in one bag. And then another option, then you put your canned goods in another bag. And believe it or not, my husband started shopping like this, and it was just so nerve-wracking to me until I had to go to the grocery store and I had to shop for the family. Then I learned, okay, now I get it. He is organizing the food before he even gets home so that this bag is over there where the perishable items go. This bag is this is where all of the other items go. In this bag, this goes in the pantry. So he made it organized and made it easier for him before he even got home. So that's what we have to learn how to do. Shop smart. So when you're at home and you're uploading, it will go far more quickly than it would if you did just threw things in the bag at the grocery store. And it's easier to delegate. It's easier to delegate if you're organizing your items at the grocery store on how you pack the food. And then another thing you want to do is you want to jumpstart in the kitchen as far as prepping your meat and your fish. You know, a few times it takes to trim, a few minutes during the day, it just takes to trim and pound your meat and season your meat and all of that good stuff. So by the time you're ready to actually cook, all you have to do is just go in the refrigerator, get the food that you already had marinated, and then begin cooking. A lot of times what we're trying to do is we rinse the food, we rinse the meat, and then we have to thaw out the meat. You know, instead, if you know what you're going to cook, get a jump start on your meat first. Your meat is always the first thing that you always want to get out of the way first, okay? So you jump start the meat, the fish, season it, put it in Ziploc bags, put it in the refrigerator, go to work, come home, throw it in the oven or throw it in the broiler or whatever you're going to cook. That's how you get it out of the way. Okay. Because guess what? Your meat, it can sit in the, it can sit and marinate for about 24 hours. So if you know what you're going to cook tomorrow, you start today, you thaw out your meat today, let it thaw out. And then you're going to, you know, season it, rinse it, season it, whatever you got to do, marinate it. And tomorrow, guess what? Everything is prepped to throw in the oven. And so sometimes we make things so difficult because we're not developing a plan. We're not shopping smart and we're not thinking, let me throw this meat. Let me marinate this meat and I can decide eventually what I want to cook when I get home. Or I can decide, you know, what it is that I want to do when I get home, because guess what? All I have to do is just pull that meat out of that Ziploc bag and hey, dinner is a cooking. Okay. And another thing you want to do in the kitchen is you want to chop up vegetables. I like to chop up when I purchase onions and celery and carrots. What I do is I wash them off and then I put them in Ziploc bags because guess what? I may use them for salad. I may use them for, you know, roasted to roast in the oven. I use them for different things. I use them for snacks. So I cut all of those things up so that all I have to do is go into the container and grab a handful and make a quick salad for dinner or make a quick snack for lunch when I'm packing my lunch the night before. So sometimes you have to think ahead. Chop all your vegetables up. When you purchase the vegetables, go ahead and chop them up, because if you don't, you just let them sit in the refrigerator, more than likely you're going to just let them sit and get old, and then you're throwing away and you're wasting money. So chop up your onions, chop up your zucchini, your squash, your broccoli. I mean, boil your broccoli, whatever it is, your peppers. Chop all of that up so that all you have to do is put them in Ziploc bags or containers and you go in the refrigerator and boom, you throw them into whatever you're going to cook with. If you're going to have sauteed vegetables, mixed vegetables, throw it in the skillet, in your wok, whatever it is, and you begin cooking. So think about when you're shopping, because I like to shop a day before I prep. And that day that I'm prepping, I'm cutting and chopping and seasoning. And because guess what? After I'm dealing with clients, after I have to take my girls to dance or take them to soccer, or I have to go up to the office, anything that gets in the way, I already know in the back of my head, the food is already ready for me to prepare when I get home. Okay, so that's what you want to do. You want to go ahead and marinate your meat and your fish, and also you want to chop your vegetables. Then the next thing is, when you have time during that day, you go ahead and boil your vegetables. I like to boil and steam my broccoli. I like to boil and steam like my carrots. So you have to think about that. Those things can be, and I like to, of course, boil my eggs, you know, for my snacks or my breakfast on the go. So you have to truly think about that. Because what you're doing is after you boil and steam the food, then you put them in Ziploc bags. You got to put them in Ziploc bags. So you have to think ahead, okay? We're going to think ahead because we want to simplify our lives in the kitchen. Then you want to, the next thing you want to do is you want to roast your vegetables. A lot of people like to roast their vegetables. I like to put if I'm going to roast my vegetables, I like to put everything I'm going to roast in a Ziploc bag. So you can roast your vegetables, you can steam your vegetables, you know, you can just eat raw vegetables, whatever it is that you want to do. If you're thinking about having pasta that week, spaghetti, what I like to do is, you know, let's say my main meat for the week is turkey ground meat. Well, there are several things you can do and make with turkey ground meat. You can make spaghetti. You can make turkey tacos. You can make green pepper stuffings, all of these things that you can make with that ground turkey meat. So if you have an idea that you're going to use ground turkey meat for that week, then you prepare, go ahead and boil and cook your pasta. And then after you do that, you can put it in a container. And when you get home from work, guess what? You're going to warm up your turkey meat that you already prepped the day before. And you're going to take out that pasta, warm that up just like you did with the meat the day before. Take your sauce, mix it up, put your chopped vegetables, all of that good stuff in there, and let it cook and simmer. And guess what? Dinner is halfway ready. So that's how you simplify your life in the kitchen. We are making things so, so complicated in the kitchen. And then the next thing you want to do is you want to delegate. You know, a lot of children like to help in the kitchen. I know my children like to help in the kitchen. So I give them assignments. I give them little jobs to do in the kitchen. That way it can help mommy. For example, during the week, my kids like to help in the kitchen. So I delegate. You make your peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You can make your turkey sandwich, your ham sandwich. Cut it up, put it in a Ziploc bag. I have a special place in the refrigerator where they can put their sandwiches. Guess what? And that eliminates the time and energy that I need to use in order to prep the food for the week. So it's good to delegate. My husband loves to grill. So I'll make sure the meat is marinated or seasoned for him when he gets home. And he likes to grill. So he just throws it on the grill. So learn how to delegate. You don't have to do everything. In fact, you can't do everything. Do what you can and learn how to delegate. Because guess what? Your family, they really want to help. And you give them treats, give your kids a snack for making their sandwiches or whatever it is, or making their lunches. Kids love that. And a thank you, I appreciate it to your husband. Let him know you appreciate him putting the food on the grill. So that's how you delegate and you live simply beautiful. And I'm telling you, I feel relaxed after when my husband gets home and all he has to do is put the food on the grill. I'm done. I don't have to do anything because I've prepped at the beginning of the week. So that's a part of simplifying your life and food prepping for the week.